Every time I gather up the courage to try to tell you this, I start doing what I'm doing now. I start stuttering, and I start using a lot of filler words, and I get really nervous, and I can't look you in the eye, even though we're in the same bed. Nervous laughter. What did I want to tell you? Okay, I think I'm just gonna tell you a bunch of stuff first, and then I'm gonna lead up to it. So you're gonna have to be patient, okay? Yeah? Okay, cool. This is weird. Okay, so okay, can I just hold your hand? Please. Thank you. When you touch me, it's like being in a boat in the calm waters. When I think about you, I get this feeling, and it's the same feeling I get when I listen to the first 30 seconds of Thank You. You know, the Led Zeppelin song? When I kiss you, it's like you're the cherry on top of a sundae, which is arguably the best part of the sundae. Like fresh cherries, so like really good cherries. You're not those gross, what are they called? Maraschino. God damn it, I don't know how to pronounce it. You're not the gross syrupy cherries, you're like the really good, fresh, but straight off the vine cherries. Does that make any sense? You getting any of this? Do you get the gist of what I'm trying to say? No? Okay, I'm gonna keep going. When I'm with you, it's like, it feels like, you know how it feels when you wrap yourself in a blanket, when it's just come out of the dryer, all nice and warm, and everything's soft, and you feel safe, and you feel really, really good, like that. Whenever something nice happens to me, my first thought is, I need to tell them this. I need to tell you this. Whenever I see a really cute dog, I think, oh my god, I should have taken a picture to show them later. And, you know, then I get mad when I can't get a good picture of the dog, because, you know, dogs. Whenever I think of you, I simultaneously can't speak and I never want to stop speaking. It's like you leave this giant lump in my throat, and then you just eat, and then it's not there anymore. That doesn't make sense, huh? Okay, another one. You're like, you being with you is like watching the rain fall. The clouds are dark and gray, the sky is angry, and the water is just pouring down. But you're inside, where it's warm, where it's safe, you're home, and you're happy, and you just listen to the rain wash. wash over the windows, hitting the roof, and you think, there's no place I'd rather be. Okay, I can look you in the eyes now. Do you get the gist of what I'm saying now? You want me to say it? Okay. I love you. I love you. I love you. Okay. Yeah. If my rambling metaphors or analogies or I don't know what they are, I'm too sleepy to figure out what they are. If those and the stuttering didn't really show it, then yeah. I need you to go to sleep at night with the knowledge that I love you. And that you make me feel as great as God. You make me feel as great as singing does, as smelling flowers do, as looking at the stars do. You make me feel like I'm home. Do you remember that song? That Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zero song. Home is wherever I'm with you. And it came to me just a few months ago. Thought those words actually meant something to me now. That I wasn't just singing them. I meant them. Because when I'm with you, it feels like I'm coming home. Yeah, it's just a really flowery way of saying I love you. I'm sorry that I worked you up to tell you this. You probably thought I was I don't know what you thought, but you probably thought it was something bad. I love you. And I think you love me too. I hope you love me too. Okay. You do. Okay. We don't have the whole dance anymore, but you heard how much I like it when we touch. It's late, so we can just cuddle for a bit. Because all the windows are open and I can still smell petrichor, and these blankets just came out of the dryer. So, scooch over here. I'll never get tired of breathing you in. That sounds a little weird, huh? You're addicting. What can I say? Good night, sweetheart.